Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Whiskey Conversation. Folks, I'm your host, the man with the mic. We got an amazing show for you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Chicago's mayor, Lori Lightfoot, mounted in a raid. Raided on black churches. How dare they want to worship. I will shut them down. Our constitutional rights are being blown by the wind, and yet people, well, just because they force you to wear a mask at a store doesn't mean you're losing your constitutional rights. Well, just because they force you to have health care doesn't mean you're losing your constitutional rights. Just because they, the Three Stooges that are fact checkers with Facebook that eliminate any post that's not anti-American. Oh, you're not losing your freedom of speech. You just can only talk about things that we approve of. If it is not approved by the dear leader, you can't do it. All hail Mark Zuckerberg. Really? No. I say no. So tired of having factual stuff taken down. Our fact checkers found out that that's not true. Yeah, whatever. Shove those. You know where you can put your fact checkers? Scott Presley, who went to Baltimore to clean up their city, now he's doing it in Philadelphia. There are people like, let him live like that. And then you have people that like, hey, look at what he's doing. Where's the government? Where's the government? Why aren't they, how many millions of dollars has been wasted? Why aren't you? Yeah, it's a crap hole because your tax dollars are being paid and no one's doing it. CNN's S.E. Koop accused Trump of being not healthy and not well amid the coronavirus pandemic. And, you know, they're accusing him of, there are millions of people dying right now and Trump's playing golf. How dare he? Yeah, and what is the mayor of Chicago doing? Probably getting her hair cut. What's the governor of Michigan doing? She's probably at her beach house on the lake, kicking it, doing whatever she wants to do. You know, I like what Mike Pence said when he said that we're going to look into, because we're going to take a stand on this freedom of speech. On these anti-conservative big tech bias crap. That and so much more. So welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I got some Premier League news. I just keep going. And then you only got like 6 minutes left. I might actually start with the Premier League. That way I can at least get it in. But okay. But yeah. I guess the Women's Super League has been ended. They're not even going to finish it. In England, so we'll see. Who knows? Psalms 119:2. Joyful are those who obey his laws and search for him with all their hearts. Think about that as you're going through your day to day, and thank you so much for tuning in. Yes, thank you for being a part of this conversation. Thank you. Don't forget to like and share, please. I do have a PayPal link. You want to help out the conversation? This stuff is not cheap. I pay for everything I do. Don't forget to check out Mel's Crochet. She's got bags for sale. She's got a ton of them. She hand makes every single one. All U.S. made products made in the USA. But, you know, I can't believe it. There are millions of COVID-19 people just dying. And Trump's playing basketball. or football or golf or soccer or whatever. He didn't care. Yeah. And in that one sentence, you never mentioned the seasonal flu that kills more people. Yeah, I guess you don't care about them. I guess it's not in your agenda, you know. That's what's wrong with this world, you know. Like I said before, and I've said this for the last couple weeks, the gas price was higher under Obama many times than it was under Bush. But since that wasn't the media agenda, that wasn't their agenda. That wasn't what they were meant to do, you know. They have what's called, an agenda. This is what we're doing. This is, you know, I don't care if it's $10 a gallon in gas. We're not going to talk about that because that's not what we're going to talk about, because we're the media and we're anti-American, and we want America to collapse. We want the dollar to fall apart, the America to collapse. Well, look at that's Trump's fault. Even though like 2/3 of America don't blame any of this corona on Trump. It's not his fault. I've said for a while that I want a couple things. I believe that the virus was supposed to be worse, and it's not. Because why do you think they're pushing? Like, oh, we need to stay close. Why do you think when like more people are dying from the seasonal flu, why are they trying to push it? Well, I don't think we should open up yet. I think no, we need to stay locked down. Churches, you can't. Why are they pushing the lockdown even longer? For what? More people are dying from swine. More people are dying from the seasonal flu. More people are dying from Ebola, all kind of stuff out there. Suicide, you name it. But when it comes to COVID-19, okay, we got to shut everything down. We're gonna have to close everything. You know, I mean, I truly believe that. And that now there's actually a video that there's reasons for the vaccine that has nothing to do with COVID-19. I mean, I'm not going to get a vaccine from the same person that created the virus. And there's talk that, okay, this virus was created so that they would have a way to take this vaccine that they want to give you, a way to give it to you. Pretty amazing how quickly they're going to be able to vaccinate everyone. That quick. Almost too quick. But, you know, whatever. Don't worry. I introduced a virus, now I've got the cure. No, Robert Smith is the cure. Bill Gates is Satan. I wouldn't even trust Bill Gates to work on my computer. Oh yeah, that's right. I'm a Mac and you're a PC. What's going on, PC? You sick? You haven't found me on this commercial? Yeah, that's because PCs are pieces of crap. That's what PC stands for. Yeah. Yeah. If you really believe that PC stood for personal computer, I don't think so. Standard for pieces of crap because they were junk. I knew people that like this is my 10th virus. 10th. I've had my Mac like 8 years and nothing. I have had stuff on this, and I went to my stuff that I use. It's stuff that I have, and bam, your computer's infected. Deleted it. I mean, but you can have malware, all kinds of stuff on your computer and never even know it. But, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, look at this Clean Up America. Scott Presley's at it again. He is in Philadelphia doing it now. And guess what? I bet you Baltimore has gone back to what it was. Because, no, I don't. They don't care. But what you need to say is, okay, yeah, this is how your community can look. You're paying for all this stuff to be done. It's coming out of your taxes. I would refuse to pay my taxes in Michigan. I said, I ain't paying no state, city, no way. Until you fix these roads, I ain't paying nothing. And if I need to get an attorney and sue, okay, I paid this much in taxes. Why have my roads never been fixed? I'm talking about the last 30 years. Why have the roads never been fixed? Live TV, folks. Live Facebook. And fix my stand. But it's one of those things that you get in this world. Oh, yeah, you got all these taxes coming out, and why aren't the roads fixed? Why isn't this being done? Till that gets done, I ain't paying anymore. If you're gonna force me to pay taxes, I'm treating this like my yard. You say you're gonna mow my grass, you mow my grass and I'll pay you. Until you mow my grass, I ain't paying you. Until you fix the road, I ain't paying. But that's the problem. You need to band together. We're gonna shut down all these. If you try to open up a shop, we're gonna shut you down. Great. Every place in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia needs to open up every store and start running it 100% and go back 100% and say screw them. What are they gonna do? Shut down every single solitary business, close every single restaurant, every single. Yeah, I'd love to see Philadelphia try to shut down every single solitary business, 100% of them. That's not going to happen because people aren't going to do it, but yeah, because you have too many people. I can't believe. I have people that, I honestly, there are people that I think, I believe that they're going to try to keep this social distancing permanent. There are people that act like, I hate, if fans are out there, sorry, but seeing a concert in person, never going to happen. Never, ever again. You're never going to go to a venue and see a football game. It's done. It's done. You know, Manchester United might play in front of... No, they won't play in front of anyone. They will always be behind closed doors from now on. You're going to be able... Sorry, you want to go to the 500? You're going to have to watch on TV. You're not going to have any fans in the stands ever again. Never. Nope, sorry. NFL, you're not going to have fans in the stadium, period. The teams are going to be... You know, till the day we die, they're going to have, like, only the teams and, like, medical professionals and those people going to be tested. Want to go see a concert? Never going to happen. Not in person anyways. You're going to sit at home and they're going to, the band might come to the, like, Deer Creek and play, but you're not going to be there. You're going to watch it on TV. That's how people think. I can't believe they actually think that we're ever going to get back to normal. I try to respect people that believe in wearing masks, and I always joked, I didn't know that they actually had one until like the last time I went to Walmart that I saw that they have like directions of shopping, like you walk this way and that way, and I didn't know that. But you have Clean Up America. People are doing this. Well, okay. If that's a conservative trying to get brownie points, look at what we're doing. Then where are the Democrats? Why aren't they trying to get brownie points? Why aren't they trying to, you know? If you don't like what Trump's doing, what are you doing to fix it? They're cleaning up Philadelphia. They're cleaning up Baltimore. They're doing it. That's we the people doing it, not... Let's have the government do it. Yeah, the government do it. You have 75 people staring at each other buttholes not doing a thing. I thought I was the one that was supposed to watch them. No, I can't. No. See, because if you look in here, I got the book right here. It says right here on page 17, article 12, subarticle 4, line B, it says here that anything that is not concrete, I'm not allowed to actually use any mechanical tools on, because I have not been properly trained in proper eyewear protection. So I can't do it. I have to supervise. Well, if you don't believe I have to supervise, just go, here's page, go to page 25, article 3, because they're so unionized up. I can't do that. You can't tell me what, instead of, that's the American bureaucratic system. It's Americans, not the government, that's fixing Baltimore. They're going cleaning it up. It's Philadelphia being cleaned up by Americans. If you want the roads fixed in Michigan, you're probably going to have to get stuff and do it yourself. They ain't never going to get down. They're going to sit there and keep taxing you. Okay, we need a $100 million tax on you. We need a 75% tax on you so we can fix the roads. Actually, I just need a fifth home, but hey. You know, I'm going to say I'm going to fix the roads. That's the problem. See, the media, I think, gets it that we hate, that we've, I wonder, because we've woken up. A majority of Americans have woken up. And it just makes you wonder if the media knows that. And they're like, what do we do? They're not buying it. They're not buying our fake news. That's what I love. I love the new press secretary. Isn't she just wonderful? Who else wants their ass handed to them? Come on, okay? I'm going to take your crap. You weren't asking questions of Trump. Yeah, you are. You weren't asking questions like you do to Trump, like you did to Obama. No, look at Hillary Clinton. They have people that are handing the reporters questions that she pre-approves. Kayleigh McEnery, I love you. You're awesome. Okay, folks, I'm the press secretary. I ain't taking no beep. Okay, yeah, I ask you some questions. You want to give me some answers? That's what I thought, okay? I ain't going to take your crap. If you think you're just going to play games, if you got legitimate, real questions, you know, I mean, I can't give you pre-scripted questions like Hillary Clinton and Obama do, where they're pre-written out and they're pre-approved and you read what I want you to ask. Yeah. I can't do that because you would rap me out on it, but Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama is perfectly acceptable. You know, they hate America, but... I mean, the people in The View, how can they hate America? They don't like Trump. They said they were going to go to Canada. They need to go. I mean, they should have had their citizenship stripped away a long time ago. I mean, CNN, S.E. Coop, Trump is not healthy. He is not well at this possible time. We're in a catastrophe. I mean, this is the biggest crisis in the whole wide world. I mean, there's billions of people dying, and Trump isn't fit to be a president right now. Yeah. If you're going to go there, then the whole 8 years of Obama's presidency, he should have been in a mental institution with a white coat on, straitjacket, in a padded room. See, Barack Obama is the ideal of a con artist. He steals from you all the time, smiling at you, pretending he's your best friend. just like the car dealership. This is the beauty package that we put in here. Yeah, it's $400. So I think I'll go for that. Okay, $400. Let me see. I could pinstripe that car for $10. Okay, that's in there. They want $100 for that. Let me see what else. Okay. A detailing. Well, you should get your car. Your car should be detailed before you take it out of the shop. Let me see what else. They do all kinds of extras that cost them like $20, but they charge you $400. Oh, yeah, you want to have this extended warranty that's not going to cover anything. I'm your friend. No, you're not. You're a salesman. And the more stuff you add on to this, the higher commission you get, the more money you make. You're a car salesman. You're not my friend unless you are my friend outside of, like, hey, we've known each other 25 years, and you sell cars, and I'm going there, and I'm still going to question if you're giving me a good deal. But that's what's going on. That's what's going on. Trump is not well enough. He's sick. You weren't saying that when he was practically a liberal running for no office, and a lot of people loved him on The Apprentice. It's amazing how a lot of people are liked until they come out as pro-American conservatives, and then they sit there and, yeah, okay, you're done. Bye-bye. See ya. They don't want nothing to do with you. Sad. Trump's not unhealthy. If Trump's unhealthy, then Barack Obama should have been in a mental institution. He was the con artist. He was a smooth talker. See, Barack Obama's the type of person I won't want my daughter to date, because it would all sound like roses, but then before you know it, he's gone and your bank account's cleaned out and you have nothing left. I mean, the virus is doing what they wanted it to. There's no protesting in Hong Kong against China. The people in Britain that were pro-Trump, they're quieted. If you want this country to collapse so you can blame Trump, good luck, because no one's falling for it. And the longer these... See, Donald Trump just needs to open up America 100% and say, hey, if you want to keep your state locked down and they can't go to church, that's up to you. And as a voter, you're going to have the choice to decide whether or not you think you should have stayed open or not. Should we have ever been locked down? My opinion, no way in a million years. But you have people that... Another person got the virus. What are we going to do? Oh, my God. The virus. One person had it. How can we ever go back to normal ever again? Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't have a paper bag. I'm starting to hyperventilate. Oh, no. Oh, my God. The virus is going to kill us all. We're going to die. I'm just one of those commonsensical people. I still need to look up. If someone can share this with me, I want to know what the media said that had people buying cases of like 3 and 4 years worth of toilet paper. Because there are videos back in the day where people were buying enough toilet paper that would last me and my wife probably 2 years. And they were fighting over it. Like, there's never going to be toilet paper ever again. You don't need toilet paper, folks. Just go to CVS Pharmacy, buy one item 10 times, buy 10 items and do separate transactions, and the receipt you get is so long, you can use it to wipe your, you know what. Maybe if you save up enough CVS receipts, they're probably like those tokens, that like the tickets you get at the arcades. Get like 10 of them. Okay, here. I got all these receipts. I want. Let me see here. Yeah, I need some of that Rogaine. I'm losing my hair. I'm getting older. Yeah, my muscles are killing me. There's some of the Bengay. And if there's any credit left on here, I'll pack a gum. Aspartame free. But that's this world we live in. There are people that haven't even come out of their house. Well, what do I do? I'm just going to leave my house. And then they're taking, okay, first of all, if the virus is not in your house, you don't have to worry. You don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to wear gloves. How is wearing a mask in a car going to help you? How is that going to save you? I've seen people with gloves on and a mask on in their car. Yeah, if those gloves got the virus on them, you're contaminating everything around. What makes you, if I take and rub my face with a rubber glove and it's got the virus on it, guess what? And now, every day, every time you turn around, now they're saying that it doesn't really spread that well on contact surfaces. Like, if you touch a door handle, then someone else touches, it's not really spread easily that way. Every time you turn around, the CDC is changing it up. Before you know it, they'll say, hey, it wasn't as bad as we originally thought. They don't care. They want this country to fall apart. If the Democrats, if the government really cared about this, they would be on the same page. Trump shouldn't have had to come out against a wall since every Democrat wanted it so that he could have just caved to him and said, I'll cave to the Democrats. They want a wall. We'll have a wall. They would probably flip. What do we do now? He's agreeing with us about a wall. We can't have a wall. We can't agree with Trump. We're going to name it Pelosi's Wall. I'm not going to take credit for this. Nancy Pelosi is. We're going to call it Pelosi's Wall. And I'm going to get started on getting it built. I'm going to call it Pelosi's Wall. Thank you, Nancy. I never thought it'd be for a wall, but, you know, sometimes you have to do what you got to do, and you have to work with Democrats. I'm just saying. But you have these retarded, I can't believe Trump is not healthy. Okay. Trump's healthier than Bill Clinton, and he eats fast food. He always did that because, first of all, it's convenient. But especially, I watched a special, and they said that, no joke, they said that, the president could go to McDonald's and it'd be safer unannounced because no one could prepare for it. Any president. But, you know, you got YouTube blaming errors for censoring anti-China phrases. Well, there was, a Facebook one time, they had, a virus that supposedly was blocked, and you could have wished a happy birthday to a friend and it would come up as being blocked. So, I mean, I don't know. See, the Facebook and YouTube and stuff like that, I treat them like I do the big tobacco. Are e-cigarettes safer? I don't know. Only time will tell. Because there are people that say that, yeah, does it cause popcorn lung? Some people think it can because there are people, I vape for 10 years. Never had a problem. And other people are like, oh, I had one hit off of an e-pen, and now I have problems. I'm going to permanently die. So, who knows? I mean, look at my brother, man. That dude smoked how many packs of basic menthols every day? One, and a two, and a three. A carton of basic menthols, smoking them every single day. Never had an issue. 100% lung capacity. He'd have been like the poster child for the tobacco industry. But hey, no. Yeah, we didn't really mean to censor Wuhan, and yeah, we didn't mean to censor the China virus, even though it comes from China. That's why you call it the China virus, because it comes from China. I mean, we're not going to, Pence is Pence, they're not going to take it. I mean, I want to see them do some. I mean, sort of like until Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are in some form of prison, ain't never going to, you know, I don't really support the DOJ until that happens. I mean, until I actually see something done where I don't think it's ever going to stop. unless we get a bunch, unless a bunch of people get on, get into Facebook that are conservative, that, that stand up and say no, you know, that start. I mean, do me a favor, get on MSNBC, CNN, all those, block them. I mean, like report them, report the page. I've done it. Keep reporting them every, so that they have to be looked at. It's fun. Just pick some liberal outlet like CNN and report it. Because then they have to waste their time. And that's another thing. You can PM me or message down below if you're watching. But when you get like a phone call and there's like a Asian person talking, is that like recorded or is that like a live person? I want to know if like if I know that that's going to happen when I pick up the phone, I want to talk back to them and see if they go, oh, beep. He know Cantonese, Mandarin, oh, beep. You know, I'd be like, nao, xie xie ni. Back when I knew like some scammer was calling me, some like person, you know, like some like somebody from like whatever, Nigeria, whatever, I'd be like, 101.1 the one, you're call number 10, who's this? Huh? And then just hang right up. It was great. Or like that guy that like, oh, I help you. Yeah, I got a problem with my PC. I won't turn on. So how can you get onto my computer to fix my virus when I can't even turn it on? Here, I work with you. I will help you get your computer so it can turn on. I said, good luck. And I had this guy going for like 30 minutes. And then I'm like, yeah, there's just one problem. I don't use PC. I'm a Mac guy. Bye. Click. I am Microsoft technical support. I help you. No, you won't. You sound like that guy that called 5 minutes ago from the IRS. No, I'm not that same guy. Okay. You know, I have somebody I have friends with, but I don't know, no. Friended me. I'm like, okay. And did you hear the good news? I don't even really know her. And if you ever get an email that starts out by, do you hear the good news? You know, I was messing with her. I was messing with these people. And I get a message like, that wasn't me. I'm like, I mean, some people, I guess, are stupid. I don't mean this in a bad way, but I have had so many of my friends that have gotten their Facebook hacked, probably 15 or 20, and I know it's not them. And I am messing with these people, screwing around with these people. And they're like, that's not me. I'm like, well, then you didn't read, obviously you didn't read any of my posts, because I tell the people, I've asked them for, where's my Walmart gift cards? You were supposed to get me one, you're supposed to get me 7 $100 Walmart gift cards and scratch the backs off. I've even taken some that are like fake and bogus, that like they're empty, there's nothing on them. And I'll sit there and I'll take a picture of them and send it to them. Here you go, there's a gift card. They can have it all they want. It's empty. There's nothing on it. They're not recharged. They're not refillable. There's no money left. That's fun, though. It's fun to do that kind of stuff. Because the more I mess with them, I hope I can get one of the IRS people, because I don't want to mess with those people. What? You're going to call the police? No way. Cool. Get him on the phone. Let me talk to him. I'll give him the direction. Because where I live, it's very hard, and they won't know how to get there, so I need to give him. So can you get the police on the phone? Yeah, I know you're going to call the police. Go ahead and call them. I want to talk to them. Because it's hard to, because where I live, it's not on the map, so you can't just, yeah. I just want to mess with an IRS scammer, but that's what's going on. Most Americans have woken up to the BS that this virus is, and this crap that they're trying to trash this country. There are still people that wasn't me. That, I know it wasn't you. I told the guy that when I was writing back and forth messages, if you look, I said, I'm in Nigeria. Or I can say the Ivy Coast, you know. Whatever. I have fun. I know it's scams. Just like I know the government's full of it. But until I see some actual things being done, I'm done. Sorry. I'm not going to buy that anything's going to change with social media until I see it. But Trump, oh, you got to hear this. This is hilarious. Demings, radical divider Trump has the galls to use Biden's anti-black remarks in his campaign. Trump's divided America? Wow. Yeah, he's divided, yeah, because he's taken and divided the Democratic Party. Now, this big chunk of black Democrats are walking off the plantation and coming over here. Guess what? I'm not on the entrapment circle. Quote, help that I was getting from the Democrats entrapped me. Because, yeah, it gives me help with my rent, but the amount I'm making right now to do this, okay. The amount of money that the max I can make and stay on this program, I can't survive on that. I need more than this program will allow me to make to get that help with my rent. Yeah, I keep getting this stuff where I get like I'm dealing with unemployment crap here because I'm only getting half my pay. And it's like, well, we need this and this and this. And I did it and said, well, we're having someone review your thing. It may take a couple weeks. I'm like, are you kidding me? And then I get an email that they want, well, we need to have this. I'm like, well, what the heck is this? You keep asking me. This is like the fifth time you've asked me for something. And I keep asking, what is your specific, what do you ask? What is this? Show me a copy of what this is. My friend filled out this unemployment thing online and got unemployment. Now I don't think she qualifies because now she's got lots of work. Because when she applied for it, this one person that she was doing like 40 plus hours of home care with passed away, and she ended up with only like the hours at my job. And now that she's back to getting a bunch of clients, she doesn't qualify. You know, it's just ridiculous. You know, you can only make like, you can only work like 16 hours a week to get. I mean, if I was unemployed, I don't know if you get that $600 every week or just once. But I'm only eligible for like $301. So who knows? It's ridiculous. But that's how the government is. These programs are not designed to help you. And then when you try to like, when you write them, say, well, what is this? You're asking for this. I've sent you everything. Because the lady on the phone gave me like five things I have to send. The last four of my social, this, and I did that. And then they're like, I need this. Well, what is this? And like seven times, I'm like, what is this? And it says, you need this, and I'm like, yeah. And I finally went to a question website, and I sent an email, what is this you're specifically asking for? Because I have no idea what it is. Because I don't get, it's almost like an automated thing just keeps coming back. Well, we need this information. It's not, so I have no idea. It's a government. It doesn't work. And you want to have them run your health care? Oh, Lord. Trump supporters are just pawns. Joy Behar, you know, we're pawns. We don't know. Oh, we know. We know how Scooter. Well, see, I don't really like Joy Behar because she should be in Canada by now. I want to get on the View so bad. But yeah, what are you guys doing here? Aren't you guys supposed to be in Canada? I'm waiting. I mean, that's where you said you were going. So I'm just, you know, I mean, if you want socialism so bad, why don't you go to Cuba? Why don't you go to China? Why don't you go to a place that has socialism? Why don't you go to where the government runs your life? Go to Venezuela. I've heard it's real great right now. I mean, you wanted to go to Canada, so, I mean, why aren't you there? I'm asking for a friend while you're not there. And are you really asking for a friend when you ask? So you're asking for a friend? I mean, it's just one of those things, but, you know, Trump has divided the Democratic Party by getting a major chunk of blacks to say, hey, wait a minute, I've been screwed this whole time. They haven't helped me. Who did criminal justice reform? Trump. Yeah, criminal justice reform. That was Trump that did that one. Yeah, there's my liberal wife. Just kidding. She's a always Trumper. See, I'm someone that I like Trump even back in the apprentice days. I just like.
When you first came around, I wasn't on the Trump train.
Well, I thought Trump was someone that was going to be like in the lead, like the number one candidate for like. You know, and then once he got, after a while, he was going to maybe do the Iowa caucuses and bow out. You know, because I thought he'd do like the Iowa caucuses and stuff and bow out.
Yeah.
And then, like, this guy's serious. But he's a billion, I mean, look at the life he, like, I was listening to Rush today. And, of course.
I wasn't able to.
And it was great. And he's like. Look at the lifestyle. Most Americans would die to have the lifestyle Trump had before he decided to say, you know what? I'm going to get shot at, crapped on, beat on every single day of my life for you guys. I don't have to do this. I could be on a beach earning 20%, kicking it every day, just relaxing.
Never even have to go into the office to make money.
Yeah. Like Michael, the producer. Yeah, here's my 1,000 watch collection. Yeah, I'm like, do you know one of those watches I could retire off of? Some of them he has. I mean, I couldn't imagine sitting there just throwing down like $20 million for a house. You know, but that's just me. But you know, I mean, it's. Oh, I'm gonna get in. I'm gonna find this article. Well, there's talk. I mean, I talked about this in France, where they're actually finding that people that smoke have very little issues with getting COVID-19, and they're wanting to give them like, well, let's see if we give them
That was France.
And they're wanting to do experiments with people and give people, what do I call that? Like a patch or something that has nicotine in it, and see if. But, I mean, it kind of goes back to the psychedelics. There's evidence that it can help people to have mental problems, but we don't have a clinical trial to say, yeah, this was the actual parameters. This is what we actually found. It's a 10% help. It's not really worthwhile. It doesn't, you know, yeah, we thought. But no, you know, but there's evidence like that, and they're wanting to see if, like, whether or not, like using cannabis is a good idea or not when it comes to, like, COVID-19. Because, I mean, like sales are up. I mean, the only thing I always tell people is if you have cannabis, treat it like a, know what you want. Because there's a lot of people like, oh, yeah, look at it. And they get something like, I hate it. I bought all this stuff. Yeah, well, doesn't mean it's just because what's best for you doesn't mean, I mean, I guess back in the day, you got what you got. Now you can actually go in and say, okay, hey, I got a headache. What will help me? I've tried all this stuff. Let's see. So you go through a lot of stuff, and it's going to be interesting to see moving forward what comes of this. Because they're like, well, should you be using medical cannabis when you're on COVID-19? Can you use cannabis if you have corona? Is it safe? Is it not? Pardon me. I don't know. There's no way there's even close to enough testing to know. It depends. I mean, like, if it, you know, I mean, I was using, like, I tried CBD to relax when I had, when I was so sick in December, and it really didn't help or not help. I mean, it wouldn't have, it wasn't like an either way thing. It's kind of like, yeah, it helped me get some rest, but I mean, when you turn, you couldn't stop coughing. I'm like, and then I'm like, it's like I had to really, do I really want to turn over? I'm not comfortable, but if I turn over, I'm going to be hacking my lungs out for 20 minutes. But it's one of those things. You had the way, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Wow, it's about 12 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I do hope you feel a part of. I do have that PayPal link. Don't forget, if you want to donate, let me know. Yeah, I'm developing toe, the tennis elbow. Oh, Lord, help me. Yeah, you're getting old. I don't know why they call it tennis elbow when 90% of the people that develop it never play tennis. I don't know. Fun, 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 till the daddy takes the T-bird away. But, you know, moving on, I want to get into some Premier League and stuff, and thank you so much. And if you're, if you don't feel free to share, like, let me know you're out there. If you got a question, write me, comment. I run a support group. That's a full-time job. And one of the people, when I did a video recently, because there are people that post that, like, okay, why is this blocked? Why do you want it, like, removed? I have no idea. Click. I don't understand what you're saying. I have to remove it. Because if you explain what it is, okay. And one of the people's like, man, it's nice to put a face and a voice to the name and the person that comments and posts all the time. So I'm
yeah,
like,
you need to do that more often.
Well, yeah, I need to, and let them know, hey, because
what you're going through.
Yeah, and that's what, and it's a comfort for them when they know that the person that started the group is the one that goes through the same things they do, and understands. You know, it's not like, how are you doing? My name is Dr. Ozzy Osbourne. Not to be confused with. That's why I say that, because it can't be called Dr. Oz, because there already is a Dr. Oz. I'm someone that, and we go through the same things. We deal with the same problems. So, like, if you're going to complain about something, I've probably been there, done that. I probably spent a whole night where my legs were spasming or whatever. But, you know, I found out because I had some videos I posted a long time ago, and I'm like, and I found the 21 gun salute of Colonel Wade Schaefer, and it was just like, I have to post that. It was just, he was just an amazing guy.
Those Facebook memories can get you.
Yeah, I couldn't find,
you know.
I basically just had to go back through, because I found out, like I said, closer to the heart rush, and I found when I videotaped, like, the first 2 minutes of Closer to the Heart. I wanted to do more, but then I wanted to, like, enjoy it at the same time. It's like, do I film that little bit? Or do I enjoy the thing? So I filmed, like, the beginning of it, and then I enjoyed the show. They were amazing on stage. The Canadian band Rush. Incredible. But it's one of those things that when you do things, you know, it's like Terry Sheringham. And United Legends, a legend of the club. Today marks the anniversary of Manchester United winning the triple. And it was incredible. And Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, the winning goal, and Terry Sheringham tied it up. Incredible. And he's coming out like, you know, Paul Pogba this and Paul Pogba that and Paul Pogba. I'm like, I look at it like this. I have not seen enough of Paul Pogba to really open up and say, yeah, I mean, like, he's someone that, okay, he's a gamble to me if I was a club. Okay, what has he really done at United? When he's on his game, he's on his game. He's amazing. When he's not,
Oh, wow.
So many people think he's this. I mean, he's been probably more off the pitch than on the pitch. And if I was looking at him, I'd say, well, how much time has he played on the pitch? Okay, you know? I mean, here's the thing. Like, Jadon Sancho played today with Borussia Dortmund. I'm like, okay, he didn't do that great today. Well, that's a good thing. He's dominated, because imagine if he had scored a hat trick. Because this is only football right now, and they're watching. His, okay, well, look at what he, oh, yeah, well, yeah, well, if you, we're going to, yeah, that $100 million is probably going to go up to about $120 million. Yeah, look at that hat trick. Yeah, we're not just going to get rid of him that easily. We know he's good. But he just had, I mean, you're a gamble with anyone. Because I was joking to somebody on the United Stand where I was, and I'm like, well, just think about it. Everyone thought, I especially was like, yes, sir. Can you believe it? We're getting Alexis Sanchez from Arsenal. I can't.
Oh, when you
and
heard
he flopped.
That news, I remember when you heard that news. You jumped out of bed so excited.
And he
so
was
happy.
The biggest flop. He had, yeah. And that's the thing. You never know. We could get Jadon Sancho and he could turn out to do nothing. Real Madrid could take Paul Pogba and he could turn out to end up not doing anything. And like, what do we pay for?
Or he can go and help him win the world, help him win the championship.
Yeah, you never know. It's a gamble with no matter who you get. Granted, there are players that are better, but I'm just tired of these, like, United legends that think they know it all and they're just going to come in here and tell people what time it is. You know, yeah, Terry Sheringham, you're a legend, yes. But, okay. So like it's like they're like, let me see if I can, I don't know, stir the pot. Maybe I can get paid. Yeah, because hey, I make a storyline. Yeah, people are gonna buy tabloids now because of what Terry Sheringham said. Article of what Terry Sheringham said. I love Roy Keane. One of the greatest managers on the pitch. I call him a manager on the pitch or the captain. Manager on the pitch, you know, captain. But Terry Sheringham was incredible. I don't really, a lot of what comes out of his mouth outside of the pitch, I don't really get. Same thing with Roy Keane. I'm not. Yeah, you're an ex-United legend. So what? Doesn't, you know. But then at the same time, everyone has the right to their own opinions. That's why I don't, you know. My wife can say what she wants to about United, but now, and that, and sometimes she's right. You know, everyone, that's the thing people realize. Everybody's human. Paul Pogba could stay and end up being the greatest player ever, or he could leave and end up being the biggest flop on the goal. Oh, thank God we got rid of him. Oh, my. You never know.
And your best player could get injured in the next match. You don't know.
Look at Nilstroy. When he had that ankle injury, he was never the same. Could never come back. And he was one. He's my all-time. Yeah, the Vodafone jersey, I think it's fun. That's my favorite. That was my favorite. Well, that besides the Sharp, Sharps were a good jersey. But, yeah. It's just, I mean, we got to, like my wife said, and she'll ground you. Because we're all human beings.
I try.
Yeah, we are. And that's the thing people got to realize. And that's the first and foremost, okay? Let's say, okay, so you want, like, look at how Giggs, Ryan Giggs was jeered. Like, what the heck? And I'm like, why would you want him? Timo Werner, okay? Guess what? He could turn out to be great. He might not. I mean, Newcastle United has shown interest in Gareth Bale. I mean, where are they going to get a year out of the guy? If that.
Because of the age?
Yeah, because he's like 30-some years old. He's near the end. Yeah, he can't do what he used to. I guess.
I don't even want to start the argument about that. Just wait.
When they can't do it anymore.
Look at your arm. You're wearing a band. You need to just phone it in. You can't cook anymore. You got the elbow, a bad elbow.
I should. I should be slowing down. Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, I can't be like those Michelin-starred chefs that go in at 6 in the morning and work till 12:30 at night.
Well, then you shouldn't do it at all, according to you.
No, a player should be able to say, okay, yeah, I can't do this anymore. I can't go up and down the pitch for 90 minutes at the pace that I need to. I need to step away. It shouldn't be a managerial decision. You got to know when to say when.
Well, when are you going to say when you're cooking?
I don't know. That's something I have to really seriously think about.
Because you love it. So it's a part of you. That's what I'm trying to get you to realize. A player, could you imagine being in your 30s and people say you're no good at what you do anymore? I mean, they're quote-unquote, in the sport might be old, but in reality, young.
But think of, okay.
And they live and breathe this, like you do cooking.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to, but I guess what I'm saying is this, yeah, but okay, here's my point though. Okay, 7 years ago, you were scoring 40 goals a season. Now you're scoring 2. There's a big difference. I'm not saying, you know, okay, how can we, I mean, because Wayne Rooney would still score some amazing goals near the end, but when he scored 2 goals in a season, when he'd normally do 40,
you better leave Rooney
alone.
I love
Rooney.
I'll hurt you.
I'm just stating facts.
You need to stop. You got 2 minutes left. Let's.
I got a minute left.
Okay.
But I'm talking facts. I'm saying when you go from 40 goals a season to 3 goals, that's when you need to say, okay, don't forget, Rainiacs. The Highland Rain, Patrick Norris, does his Patrick's Corner tonight at 7 o'clock once this is over. Hopefully I can catch it. Last time it didn't show up, and by the time I finally found it, it had already been like 10, 15 minutes or something.
So
but it's an amazing thing.
Go to
thing.
His page.
Hmm?
Go to his page.
Oh, I did. I was on his page.
Well, I never got the notification about you tonight. I had to go to the
Oh, page. I actually get it because I hit the notification bell on mine. I don't know why.
I do too.
Huh, that's weird. Well, that's Facebook because they're trying to block me. But remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor. Until next Thursday, good night. God bless. Heidi ho.
Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus.
Bye-bye.